It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking with Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food critic Melissa McCart. We're talking about the chanterelle mushrooms, and Zach is on the line with a question. Zach, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
Go ahead with your question for Melissa.
So, Melissa, I'm wondering, you're talking about these mushrooms that people are finding, and I know people where I grew up out in the Allegheny Mountains would often go out and hunt for morel mushrooms. I'm wondering what the safety of that is. I know they would put them in a like a saltwater solution and for a couple days to kill any bugs that might be in them, but then they'd make soups and stuff. So I was wondering if you could speak to that a little bit.
Morels, I already miss morels, and it's only been like 6 weeks since they've been in season. Morels have such a distinct look in terms of having this sort of cratered cap. But again, I think that in terms of foraging, there's always a risk for novices because there might be several mushrooms within the same family that have similar characteristics. And so if a person were to do that he were a novice, then it would be helpful to go to somebody who's actually had experience with it to identify it before eating. I mean, you know, mushrooms are just one of those things that it's not terribly safe to, you know, test it out or what have you. But, you know, once a person is aware of the characteristics and has a field guide and can identify things, then I think it's terrific.
And the morels, if you know how to get them, they're pretty safe, even though they can have bugs and stuff in them?
Absolutely. In terms of cleaning mushrooms, you can fill a bowl with cool water and swirl them around to remove any dirt or bugs or what have you, rather than just transferring them right to your plate.
Excellent.
So, but with morels, you want to saute them or braise them as opposed to eating them raw.
And what's the best application for a morel after you have sauteed it?
Morels are certainly have a different flavor than chanterelles, but they're as versatile. I mean, morels were served on pastas. They were served with eggs. They're just incredibly versatile. Paired with meat, they're really mark your calendar for next spring for the morel season, because those, along with, you know, fiddleheads or spring onions, it just really is a flavor of the season.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food critic Melissa McCart, thank you again.
Thanks for having me.